We need to cut to the chase on unemployment. Notwithstanding a recent drop in the rate, unemployment remains stubbornly high, around 9% nationally, and here in California, around 12%. And these figures don't count the people who have fallen off the rolls and are either underemployed or no longer looking for work. Add them and the rate is closer to 20%, an alarming and unsustainable amount. I refuse to believe that everyone like myself who is out of a job and wants to work is not capable of contributing to society or to any company that would hire us. It is not that we have lost our skills, that we are incapable or unwilling to work. It is the lack of jobs that keeps the unemployed unemployed. The so-called job creators, the folks enjoying historic wealth after receiving cuts in their tax rates and government protection of their wealth, have done a terrible job of creating jobs. It's time to fire the job creators and for the government to do the job of creating jobs. Our government did this before, during the Great Depression. The WPA put millions to work. Detractors claim those were make-work jobs, but the WPA created our modern infrastructure. It built roads, bridges, parks, buildings, libraries, brought electricity to millions, and gave us works of art still admired today. That governmental effort put people to work, gave them self-worth, and put money in their pockets, which in turn created more demand and yet more jobs. A positive cycle. We need the equivalent of that today. Now, we need a bold plan and a nationwide effort to put people back to work. Clearly, leaving this vital task to the unfettered free market and the so-called job creators is a failed policy. The government must step up to this task. If the government can pump what some estimate as much as $7 trillion of taxpayer money into private financial markets that cause their own problems and are most responsible for the mess we're in, surely it can do the same to help its people. It's not socialism. It's simply time for the government to start working for us and those of us who want to work. With a perspective, I'm James Brown.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.